Well, it's the 1,000th episode of Your Daily Lex. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know.
Your Daily Lex.
There were some earlier versions of the theme song. If you go to daily.lexfriedman.com and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll so you can get to the first episodes. Early on, there was no theme song, and then a buddy of mine, Seth, wrote me a theme song. That was pretty cute. And then at some point, I landed on this one, and I still like it. But yeah, if you've never listened to the podcast, and you're like, oh, I should check out that show because it's 1,000 episodes in. It seems like the perfect time to dive in. Here's what it is. I don't know. It's 5 minutes, and I like to say it's Your Daily Lex, so it's 5 minutes every day. And it's not every day, as listeners well know. I mean, there was a multi-year gap for a while. It's many days of the week. It's usually roughly 4 days of the week. There are very rare and occasional weekend episodes. Very rare. I miss Fridays a whole lot. And then I might miss a day in a week every now and then. And it's about whatever's top of mind. It aims to be 5 minutes. More recently, I have felt that if I have a thing to say and it turns out that that's 3 minutes, then that's okay too. It's daily. You don't need 5 minutes every day. You need something dependable and reliable. By which I mean moderately consistent, since I miss episodes all the time too. But yeah, here we are, 1,000 episodes. 1,000 times I have gotten on this microphone to talk about something or other. Now, that's not quite literally true, because there was a week where I had a bunch of people fill in for me, which was fun. I've on very rare occasion had guests on the show, which has also been fun. But it's usually just me monologuing about something or other. I have never once monetized this podcast. I used to have an ongoing bit when I first started the show, along the lines of, you know, this podcast is brought to you by my existential and moderately worrying need to be loved, and also Squarespace. And then boom, smash cut to the theme song. But I did that and also Squarespace joke after whatever I said the podcast was brought to you by for a long time, until actually Marco Arment, of all people, said, I think you've played that joke to death. And I was like, I guess he's right. Was he right? I don't know. I think it would be fun if I were still doing that intro, but I'm not. But yeah, so it's whatever's top of mind for me. Now, you might be wondering, what do you have planned for this, the 1,000th episode? And here's what I concluded. Nothing. It's just another episode. I mean, it's an episode about the fact that it's the 1,000th episode. But there's no party. There's no like special guests to celebrate the 1,000th. Okay, I do have one guest. I have Conan O'Brien here. Oh, what's that? Oh, Conan's indicating that he doesn't want to talk. He's happy to be here present in the studio with me, but he's not going to say anything. But it's great to be here. As listeners may recall, I named Conan O'Brien's podcast, which is something I'm very proud of. As is Conan. He's nodding along very enthusiastically. Thank you, Conan. But yeah, I mean, for those of you who've listened to all 1,000 episodes, wow. You might not exist, hypothetical person. There might be nobody who's listened to all 1,000. But for those of you who listen a lot or regularly, thank you. It's funny. One thing that is interesting to me about doing this show is that people often tell me how they listen, by which I mean some people tell me, I batch them up and I listen to them, you know, in big chunks. Like I'll spend one day, not the whole day, but, you know, I'll spend my commute home listening to like the past 5 or 6 of your Daily Lexes. I have some people who tell me they dip in and out when they feel like listening, they do, and other times they don't. I have some people tell me that they always listen. I have one friend who says he doesn't like to talk to me in person anymore because he feels like he knows all my stories from listening to the podcast. But oh, the stories I don't tell on this podcast, my friends. Oh, the stories. But hey, if you listen, feel free to tell me. I very, very rarely look at the stats for this podcast. I have them accessible, available to myself, but I very rarely peek, because to me, the point of the show is doing the show. I like the habit, I guess you would call it, of coming out and recording the show many days. I think it's a good discipline. I don't keep a journal, and this podcast is not a journal, but in some ways it's a little bit like journaling. I sometimes think that the show should be funnier, that I should focus on funnier things to talk about, but then I also like don't want to judge. The show's going to be about whatever it's about that day. That is the magic / penalty of a daily show. You've got endless content minutes / hours to fill. So you can't be too precious about what the topics are. You got to just say the things that are top of mind. So anyway, to those of you who have listened to some, all, many, or a few of these 1,000 episodes, thanks. If a friend of mine had this show, I think I would listen. I think there is something cool about this conceit of 5 minutes daily, no firm topic. None of my friends do such a podcast, but if they did, I would listen. Every once in a while, I'll have somebody write to me saying, hey, I was inspired by you to do my own, your daily whatever. And I always check those out. And they're fun, even when it's people who I've never heard of before. Almost everybody stops doing it. Not me. I'm still here 1,000 episodes later. So good job, me and everybody else. But find me on social media or email me, lex@lexfriedman.com, and tell me why you listen. No reason. Most of you won't, but still, feel free to. You can figure out what my handles are on all the social networks. Thank you. And I'm thinking, like, what normally people would, I feel like, would say in this situation would be, and here's to the next 1,000. Well, when I think about doing another 1,000 of these, which is, you know, obviously at minimum 3 years, that doesn't feel like a lot. And it does feel like a lot. It's also way more than 3 years since I don't do 365 episodes a year, etc. Anyway, here's to the next 10 million episodes of this show. I'm aiming to hit 10 million 1,000 episodes. That's my goal. Goodbye.
Lex.